Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, sandwiches, a sewage explosion, and Hernando's hideaway. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
In the window, you know they're gonna be yours. So pour another glass of Dom and get a funky down on the floor. I don't care what it costs, gonna get you everything you like a brand new Maserati coupe for the little one, a brand new bike.
Splurge by the hour, got the urge, I got the power.
Oh, splurge,
golden ducats,
just like a colonel,
I got buckets.
Just 'cause I got more than I can spend don't mean I ain't gonna try. I like my vitamins encrusted in diamonds and then fried. They say it's just a waste, that it can't go on like this. But in the end, it's gonna be there to give the wallet a deep soap kiss.
Splurge by the hour, got the urge, got the power.
Oh, splurge,
golden ducats,
just like the colonel,
I got buckets.
Javen, what you want, baby?
I want you, Javen.
I'll get you anything. I'm gonna eat your chicken. I'm gonna lick my lip. I'm gonna get your biscuit right between my fingertips.
Oh! By the hour, got the urge, got the power.
Oh, Spurge,
golden ducats,
just like the colonel,
I got buckets.
Splurge!
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're talking sandwiches with Christy Lee.
Some of the more unorthodox ingredients people add to their sandwiches include potato chips.
I love that.
Yeah, Tom used to do that, didn't
yeah,
you?
That's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
There's cool. A, gives a nice little
it's
crunch.
It's a specific sandwich, yeah, right?
For children.
No, I'm kind of... Pat's right, but...
Yeah. Yes.
I like it on peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
I like it on tuna salad.
What?
I like... Yeah, I do.
Do you ever put french fries on your burger?
No,
no.
I don't like that either.
If they're the string fries, I'm with you there. If they're the shoestring ones.
Kind of fun. Kind of fun.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun to be had.
Here's one. Baked bananas?
No.
Who bakes a banana?
No,
Elvis.
Remember, what am I going to say, Tom? Remember when we used the Krispy Kreme donuts for buns on a cheeseburger?
And they were great.
So tired of that. Right down the same, something sweet like that on a sandwich.
Yeah, we thought it would be awful.
It was
and we,
good.
We took the Krispy Kreme donut made of hamburger buns. They were amazing.
Now,
Josh, I happen to know the secret to Elvis's famous fried banana sandwich.
I know you do.
Hang on a second. Before you tell that story, Tom, hang on. I got to take care of something here. Okay.
This is number 43.
I'll tell you, Jess, since you're the best chef here.
Uh-huh.
This is actually very... Someone's going to do this weekend. And because you think you just take two pieces of bread, put the bananas in, and deep fry it. But no, you don't.
You don't? Okay.
You toast the bread in a toaster, then put the bananas in, then deep fry it.
Blew my mind.
Don't you have to put peanut butter and
gives a little bit of crispness?
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
A little bit of peanut butter, make it good.
And you wonder why he died on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was spackle in there.
Yeah.
All right.
16 pounds, and what do you get?
A lot of
impacted bowel and last breath.
I think we're done with sandwiches. Hey, a woman
Wait a minute.
We want to talk about jalapeno peppers.
You're missing the most important statistic
jelly.
Here.
What is the most important?
I'll ask you, Miss Hooker.
Okay.
What percentage of people, according to this survey, cut off the crust when they make a sandwich?
Percentage? 28%.
20%.
Okay.
20. Yeah, I think that's pretty high. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Because these are adults. Well,
that seems like something you would have insisted on being done for you by your mother.
You know he did.
As a youth, as a youth, that is correct.
Tommy, do you cut your sandwiches?
My jejune ways have left me. I eat the crust now.
Your religion has nothing to do with
it. Please, keep it out of it.
Do you cut your sandwich?
Paula, will you cut the crust off my sandwich? Why, of course, Tommy. Yes,
I do. And I like to cut them.
I like to cut them
into triangles.
Yeah.
Because that way you get the three point. Yes, it's much better.
One more night, Tommy, of me giving you a shower because you're too big to shower. Eat your crust. Your schwanzstucke is gigantic.
30% cut their sandwiches into rectangles, 35% into triangles, and 30% prefer sandwiches whole and uncut.
I see.
That's that's me.
No, like Josh,
whole and uncut.
What is your technique? When you, and I'm, I will answer. I will answer this. I will answer this question because last night
he's asking me something, and then he's going to answer the question.
No, for myself. Last night we had ham and cheese sliders,
delicious,
and. What's the
chili.
Kind of a chili.
Now I hope they were on Hawaiian slider.
They're okay, delicious.
Yeah.
No, here's my question: when eating one of those, and they're tiny, do you put it down, or do you?
What?
Yes, do you put it down on the plate?
You're
after,
an awful sandwich. You
after
suck.
You've taken a bite, you just keep it in your hand, or do you put it down, chat for a while, pick it back up, and.
It, oh boy, what? Honestly, I think it depends.
Are you dipping?
I bet in my life, it's 50-50.
Really?
Yes.
Your situation would dictate.
Now, comedically, are you hoping
that he does it in one bite?
Yes, that there would be nothing to put down.
Right.
That would have really made my weekend.
I see.
What?
No, because I don't put it, I found myself yesterday, picked one up. No, they have those little plates, you know, little Hawaii, little Halloween plates.
Yes. You know.
I didn't even bother picking one up.
You know it's the truth, and you get a little irritated, but you eat like you're in prison.
Yeah, you eat really fast.
I was in a hurry.
Really
I had to go take
the dogs out. Now, here's Tom having a sandwich.
That's true.
That is true.
When I'm on the air, I'm in a hurry.
What kind of cheese was it?
In a rodeo.
It was delicious. I didn't make them.
Okay.
I've seen them eat at lunch like that.
Were they cold or hot?
They were hot. They were fantastic.
That's great.
You're eating bread now?
I love to hear it.
It was Halloween. He could have a tree.
All right. Got a little mini slider there.
What did you have? What did you have to eat last night?
I had half a cucumber.
Is that right?
Jealous?
No, I mean, who did you eat last night?
It was date night, but a gentleman never tells.
You should hear Pat. It sounds like a werewolf movie.
You make the num-num sound?
I sometimes do.
I still can't believe that.
So embarrassing.
Peanut butter and jelly is that low on that list.
Again, it's adults. It makes sense for grown-ups that they
don't eat peanut butter and jelly anymore.
I will never grow out of peanut butter.
You never think of peanut butter and jelly for some reason.
And a meatball sandwich, that's delicious.
No different than a cheeseburger or hamburger.
It's very different.
And you eat it in a hoagie roll, which is really a sandwich.
It's a sub. It's a sub.
Yeah, that's something I think you get. You don't make at home, really.
No.
Do you?
No. With leftover meatballs, we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I noticed one thing not on the list: lettuce wraps.
That's because they're trash.
You don't like them at all.
Unless I'm trying to drop weight, no.
I don't know, man.
I think you're like lettuce.
What are you, wrestling now?
Some days.
I think it's delicious, too.
P.F. Chang's lettuce wraps?
Those are incredible.
Yeah, I love them.
Even when Hardee's for a while.
The burgers?
Yeah, wrapped in lettuce, and it was good.
Is there a vegan hip-hop artist that calls himself Lettuce Wrap?
There will be.
There will be now,
wonderful. He gets up there, Lettuce Wrap.
He would have to be a vegan religious lettuce
wrap. Maybe I bet there are a lot of prayers written out in hip hop form.
Come on.
Could we move on?
I bet there's a whole service in hip hop.
Peace be with you and also with you. I need a rhyme.
With you,
James version.
I bet there is.
Just be King James. King James, the religious rapper.
I bet there is a rap version.
LL King James.
I virtually guarantee someone's done that. But right now, it is time for a palate cleanser, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And of course, the best way to clean one's palate in this world, as far as I'm concerned, is like this.
Rules that sets a man with a deep voice. Ace Cusby. Joke of the day.
No, I thought our moth that came here today died, but he reared his ugly head again.
No, he did.
What did Mick Jagger do when he saw a dead moth in his dressing room?
Oh, I don't know.
Nothing. Rolling Stones don't gather moths.
That was Ace Cusby's joke of the day.
Rolling Stones gather no moths.
Nevertheless, I got the gist of it.
That was exciting as hell, I'll tell you that.
Timely?
Got a rock and roll feel to it. It had everything you need.
Yes. Truth in there. We did have a moth here earlier.
No, it's still here.
Was it really?
We have a Christy Lee at the... SILAC Insurance News Desk. What else is happening over there?
A woman is suing a Pennsylvania casino claiming she was, quote, doused in fecal matter while playing the slot machine.
Hey, where'd you get this story, Christy?
Doused.
I wonder, chick. Miss Rita Romagnoli and her husband Robert said they were at the live casino at the Westmoreland Mall in July when a sewage pipe burst, drenching Miss Romagnoli with human fecal matter.
Oh my God.
Her attorney, Joseph.
You know, she said, "Hey, I'm not playing craps."
That is silly.
Her attorney, Joseph Hoddick Jr., said she was hospitalized days later with bacterial pneumonia.
Oh, sure. Well, I would think so.
I wonder how that
her attorney said, yeah.
Yeah, she's
had a wicked case of pink eye, probably.
15 days in the hospital because of the casino's negligence, according to her lawsuit. The couple is seeking $30,000 in damages. The woman told KDKA. It's a
Pittsburgh, first organized...
first radio station.
Right. Yeah, it's a little suspect that the same thing happened to this lady.
It's happened. They have an issue, apparently, with their plumbing. So the larger point here is I'm sure they'll just end up giving her some cash or chips.
This is my favorite thing. This is a story he came up with. He's fascinated with defecation, and now he's acting like it's irritating.
I read it just like he told me to.
Of course you did.
But we didn't respond the way he wanted us.
No.
Is that the problem?
That is the problem.
Is that what's troubling you, Bunky?
Let me ask you this.
Would you accept 30 grand to be encased
how much
in a plume of fecal material?
No, that's too low.
That is not enough money.
No. I tell you what, I'd do it for $50,000.
But to 15 days in a hospital probably cost her 200 grand.
Yeah, why didn't she go for a lot of money?
After taxes.
If I'm not hospitalized, I'll take the 30 grand.
I think 30 grand is low. I'm just kidding.
It's very low.
To be doused in.
I wouldn't.
And apparently, and this kid goes on to say that someone else claims that they had an issue at the same casino prior to this.
Hospitalized would be fine for me. I need a nap. So that'd be absolutely fine.
That is rough. And I guess she had just when she had just pulled the one arm bandit thing and had three bars. So talking about bad luck.
Oh, man.
They're slot machine.
Authorities in Florida say a man slammed into a telephone pole.
Yeah, he did.
While fleeing from deputies. The police had just busted him for drug possession during a traffic stop, according to the Hernando County Sheriff's Office.
They don't have a station, they have a hideaway.
Hernando's hideaway.
Now, the 39-year-old.
That's legitimately from the 50s.
Do you know the stage play?
I believe it's Pajama Game.
That is correct.
But that's... We're coming up on 50 again.
That is a great song.
39 years.
It is not.
Are you kidding?
Hernando's Hideaway.
I like Hernando's Hideaway.
Chop.
Do you know how it goes, Miss Hooker?
No.
You don't know Hernando's Hideaway?
No.
No. You will absolutely recognize it.
As soon as you hear it, you'll know.
But there's no reason for you to know the name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying sometimes it's like he's speaking another language. I never know what he's talking about.
In the ancient world.
He speaks a dead tongue.
Yeah. He really does.
Says you have it.
I know. Secluded place.
Place.
Remember this? You heard this?
One knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway.
Recognize that?
I don't. I'm sorry. Okay. I really don't.
It's okay, Jess.
You're fine.
Maybe if I play the original version from the play, you'll recognize it.
Oh,
exactly.
39-year-old Scott Schwerian and 36-year-old woman Heidi Reynolds were pulled over in Spring Hill, Florida during a search by the Hernando County Sheriff's Office.
They don't have a station, but they have a hideaway.
You already said that, right?
No, he knows.
Yeah,
now that I heard the song, guys, I get it. I appreciate it. I appreciate you doing it
again.
The
man is trying to hurt us. He likes to inflict pain.
Deputies found various pills, blah, 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 blah. He was running away, ran into a pole. There you go.
Here we go.
This is the better version, right?
Where no one knows your face.
Oh, it's a little more up-tempo.
Of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great? What sort of memory does this conjure up for you?
My dad would listen to this song.
Oh, there you go.
Soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah, he'd have it.
Is that because he couldn't walk, so he couldn't get up and change the music?
That's right, my father had polio. Nothing funnier, right, chick? There he was in his iron lung trying to make a living.
Somebody change the damn music!
He loved that. Hernando's Hideaway.
Well, okay. Why didn't you tell us?
It's
that?
A snappy now, tune. It's fun. Yeah. It's
now
fun.
It seems like we're all dicks.
Now, suffering through the pajama game, admittedly, is a little rough.
Is that about, the pajama game?
It's kind of like how to succeed in business, sort of a thing.
Doris Day, I think, was in the
market
movie.
Of pajamas.
But the story is funny. This guy runs. He's fleeing from police. He just runs directly into a pole.
Yeah.
You know, what an idiot. And you see the mugshot, and you can still see where his nose is all red.
But, yeah, that's going to hurt.
And this guy was a dirtbag. I mean, you see fentanyl and syringes. And well, the good news is the telephone pole's okay. It looks okay in the picture.
He
may be damaged, but...
In New York City, where struggles between pedestrians and motorists are constant, jaywalking laws...
Yeah, I'm walking here.
...have been on the books since 1958 and carried a penalty of up to $250, but... Not anymore. Jaywalking is now legal in New York City.
Oh, well, this won't cause any problems.
Legislation passed by the city council last month officially became law over the weekend after Mayor Eric Adams declined to take action, and it permits pedestrians to cross a roadway at any point including outside of a sidewalk or crosswalk, I meant, and allows for crossing against traffic signals.
Is it possible that every law he ever enacted was going to be repealed as soon as he goes to jail here in any time at all, right?
Well, this has been anti-jaywalking laws have been around for a long time.
Yeah,
still illegal, though, be jaywalking. It takes a very talented hooker.
I was going to say.
You're going to need.
You ever try to walk and chew gum?
Yeah. You ever strap roller skates to your knees? What the hell are you talking about?
Just to kneel on a skateboard.
Wow. Wow, that is one busy whore.
Yeah. And a busy John, too.
Yeah. And
a very complicated joke. It makes Hernando's Hideaway look elegant.
Did you guys realize jaywalking dates back to the early 20th century?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And it has roots in Midwestern slang for a country, bumpkin or rube.
That's right.
What is that? How?
Everybody,
I don't know.
Hey,
it's in the story, according to Merriam-Webster.
Why do they call it jaywalking? Where did that come from?
Maybe a guy named Jay couldn't walk
straight. So were country bumpkins referred to as Jays?
Yes, because birds live in the country.
Birds?
Yeah, like a blue jay.
Blue jay.
You know, you got your purple jay.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. You got to get back to your joke. You got your group A of Jays and then your B Jays. And then
I stand by BJ walking.
I love that show. Who was that?
Shatner.
Shatner, BJ Walker? Oh, wait a minute. That was Texas Ranger.
And he was BJ.
The term jaywalking originated in Kansas City in 1906, first written down in 1909 in the Kansas City Star. A term was used to describe people who lacked sidewalk etiquette and was similar to the term jay driver, which referred to drivers who drove on the wrong side of the road. The word jay is a derogatory term that means a greenhorn or rube.
Oh, okay. Ah.
So we kind of got to the basement, but why does jay mean?
I'm telling you, it's bird-based.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders, ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.